Well, welcome to this very special edition of the Official Scottish Rugby Podcast. Starting off with this, we actually have no idea what's about to happen. Rachel, myself, and Moss here are here on the podcast for the last one of the year, and we've been told just to hang fire. I will receive instructions, and then we'll take it from there. So we don't know how this is going to go. But yeah, it's good to get everyone back together, though. Moss, Rach on the podcast, as I said. But yeah, we're just kind of waiting just now until we get that message. And it's just came through, actually. So this is like Top Gear when you get the envelope. I've been told to read it out to you both. So as this is the final podcast of 2021, we lined up a few guests to come on and chat to you. We won't be telling you in advance who they are, and they'll be joining during the episode and stay for the duration.
Just like normal then.
No change there then. Your task today is to guess the theme of the podcast. You only have one collective guess for each person that comes on. The guest will be able to confirm if you are correct. If you're not, you'll need to wait until the next person joins before guessing again. Our final guest will reveal the theme if you haven't already guessed correctly by then. Good luck.
Right.
Well, there we go.
The theme is based on the people.
Yes.
And are we asking these certain people questions to work out a theme? Does that make sense?
Well, seems like an awful lot of work had gone into this, Jamie. I'm a bit concerned.
I know. We're
going to disappoint whoever's done
it. How many years have we done this and we've never put any effort into it? And then all of a sudden, we've got a challenge. So there we go.
I regret suggesting this idea.
Well, yeah, I think some context should be given. And an offline chat, wasn't it? We were chatting about a podcast and what we could do. And Rachel actually suggested, why don't we do a podcast where we don't know who's going to come on? And I don't know if you're on that one, Moss. And we all kind of laughed. And then
we just come on today and Jeremy's just said, this is what's happening today.
This is going to happen.
Right.
Hold on a second. Breaking news. I think we're about to be joined by one of the founding members of the podcast. He's back on the podcast. Al Kellogg is home. Welcome home, Al. How you doing?
I'm good, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Is the theme of the podcast old men? No. Right, Mac, are you, Al? Maybe just the stress of the new job. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Do you think I've aged?
Nah, I think you look better, mate.
Mate, it was a late return yesterday from France. So
of course you were out there, right? Al, it was obviously the result didn't go your way, but lots of positives you can take from the game, though. I mean, a young team, a great start. You're in that game for a long time. So what are the positives you can take from that result?
Well, Jimmy, I think for me, it was clear to see who we are. So there was effort, there was guts, there was determination, there was some brilliant elements of skill. And as you say, there was bits we could have done better. But, you know, there'll be a lot of players a lot better for that experience. You know, we were in that and battled hard right to the end. And, you know, as we build, I suppose that's a bit that I'm looking for as much as anything. You can clearly see who we are in every game that we play.
It's funny, like I've been going through it pretty close already this morning and yesterday, and it's like, there's so many good bits, but like just that, and it sounds so simple and so maybe, I don't know, negative really, but say just there was spells in the game, and I'm talking like 10, 15 second spells in the game where their power dominated the big moments. And that's all it is. It's like, I mean, they're just strength across the field to get over the ball. And then, you know, first 20, 25 minutes, I thought was brilliant because the accuracy and execution to clear them out and get them out. But just as that fatigue gets in and they're so big across the field, especially over the top of the ball, just like, it's difficult to just get that final 10, 15 seconds at times. But I say it's a frustrating one because it's no far away at all, away from home. I know we've won there before, a couple of years ago. But yeah, frustrating to just see how close it is without getting that victory.
Yeah, like it is definitely a combination of frustrating but also encouraging. Like I completely agree with what you're saying there. They had 15, 20 second spells. Yeah. The ability or the.
And you had the rest of the game really over top of that, I thought. Better performance, better team performance, better individual performances.
Yeah. Agreed. Scotty and Richie, huge amount of pressure on their line out. Our line out was great. like scrum, you talk about big moments. You know, yeah. Second scrum, where they put us over the top of our own ball. Other than that, we've been good, we've been solid. You know, we miss a penalty, a goal, and all of a sudden there's a line break. Ball scuts out, says a line break in there. We're all of a sudden scrambling. So, you know, certain moments in the game, but like the control from like a young 10 and Ross was great for the vast majority of that game. And as I say, he'll be one player that'll be much better for it. So, like I woke up this morning more in the encouraging side of things. So,
yeah.
Frustration sitting watching it yesterday, but going back to what I said at the very beginning, the work ethic, the determination, you know, all the stuff that, you know, we've talked about many times in this podcast. Yeah. If that's your foundation, you can build on.
Now, I suppose before we move on as well, like that, Fustino's try, the next kind of 2 minutes were dominated by them, and they got right back into they scored immediately. So just after kind of he'd gone ahead and gotten that reward for being the better side, I think we weren't a lot ahead in the scoreboard for long enough really to apply that pressure. But again, it's a top tier of Europe against the top teams, so it's a safe, fine margins. It's a lot of positives, you say. Anyway, so what do we need to guess, Jamie?
Al will either allude to it or maybe give us
a clue. Are you in on this, Al? Are you giving us a clue?
You know what
here?
The theme is?
I'm fully in on it. Yeah.
You're fully briefed, Di.
Do we need to ask you questions to try and tease out a theme?
Yeah, it's just like old times when I know what's going on and the three of you don't.
Very good. Never missed a beat.
But it's obviously something. It's obviously something. I'm going to say historic. That's too harsh. But previous, isn't it? You know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, three of you are current captains and ex-captains. So there's maybe a leadership theme. Leadership.
Jamie, that was a really good.
Jamie.
Oh.
And now, with that being said, we're now about to welcome another former captain. Who is a great friend of the podcast, and I believe we're going to be joined by none other than Mr. Greg Laidlaw. Greg, how are you, fella?
Very well, thanks, guys.
Welcome, how are you, Greg?
How are you doing?
Hey, we're going to have a sevens team shortly. Keep adding these guests. Al, you can run water.
Al and I can run water. Yeah.
How did Jamie get picked before us, Rachel?
Oh, I forgot Jamie was there. Sorry, Jamie.
Jamie's got a pretty good history.
Aye. Al, it's all about the technique these days.
It's me, Greg, back in the game. Greg, back playing. Season's up and running.
Yeah, back playing. Not quite in the season yet. Still in pre-season.
Is it pre-season?
Yeah. So we start up on, I think it's the 7th or 8th of January. You got the first league game. So two or three pre-season games to go, and then we're into it. So.
Have you played any pre-season games yet, or is it still to come up?
We played a couple now, and now we've got another one coming up this weekend. So, got a little derby game this weekend, NTT Docomo, so better win that one.
Are you enjoying it out there?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's completely different, but having certainly a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Did you catch up with any of the Japanese players after the kind of tour over here after the November testing in Scotland?
Yeah, I did actually. I actually had an event the other night with Michael Leach there.
Oh yeah.
I had a good chat with him. So they were a bit happier this time around after being there to play the Lions, and they weren't allowed out. So this time they were allowed to get out and have a look about. So it was a bit of an easier tour. We've got Jimmy Moore here as well, with the Aussie guy who played the second game as well. So he's just back in this week. So
What would you say are the big differences in terms of the style of rugby that they play out in Japan in terms of club, not necessarily the international side?
Then the national side very much mirrors the way they try and play the game here. Like all the clubs just like literally just throw the ball about and play very quickly, and set pieces is secondary. So it's a very quick game, but it's pretty positive and it's good fun to play.
Nice. And Greg, I saw recently a photograph of you with a big kind of almost makeup model of yourself. It looked so cool. What was the context to that? Because it was pretty big. It was like almost like an art installation. But how did that come about?
It's some sort of festival out here in Nubuta, I think you pronounce it, Nubuta Festival, and I don't know, they sort of, you know, they take a couple of people from different fields sort of each year and make a big model of them, so they've got one there for me, so I'm that's going to be interesting. The day I move home and try and get that either.
Do you get to flip it?
I don't know yet, but I'll be keen for it, actually. It's quite funny. I'll either try and slip it on the plane next to me, or I might have to get it in air freight. I don't know.
We have to book a seat. You could have the biggest garden gnome in Scotland when you come home.
Exactly. You're not the first person to say that, Moss.
Is that right? Is
it? Oh, brilliant. And Greg, any? I don't think you were over recently, but... I know you managed to go over because the season's a bit different, but any plans in the future to come back over to Scotland for a little bit to catch up? Or I guess with COVID and stuff, it's a bit trickier, but when you're hopeful to get back over, maybe catch up and see some family back in Scotland?
Yeah, I'm sure at the moment, Jamie, sadly, because of the way things are going. Japan, I've now locked down their borders, essentially, for any foreigners coming to Japan even. So that kind of puts the hold on the family coming out to see me. Which is disappointing, but I don't know, we'll just have to play it by ear. We'll have a couple of breaks in the season, hopefully for everybody's sake, mate. COVID's going to get slightly better, and I'd love to try and get back maybe in around the Six Nations if I could. But that remains to be seen at the moment, and we'll just have to play it by ear.
What's the season structure again? Like, is there a kind of league break at that period over the Six Nations as such, that kind of March or
yeah,
you're not playing games through that period,
really, it's only really a week off, Mossy, so I've not checked the dates 100 yet. So, but we pretty much go from January through to May, but with a few weeks off the way the league's structured this season. Yeah. So, I'd love to get back, but I'll have to see.
Yeah, nice. Now, Greg, I don't know if you're aware of the situation we're all in just now with this podcast, but we were told to come on. We had no idea what was happening. There was told there was a certain theme to this podcast, and our guests would help us work out what that theme was. So a big Al came on first, gave us hee-haw, to be honest. We were
on talk to help you.
now we're joined by yourself. So we're trying to work this out as we go.
I think you've nailed it, Jamie.
I think you might have got it in one.
I think you've nailed it. A Scottish captaincy thing, and I think you might have, I don't know if you would have been given a heads up on that, because if you've picked that so early, it's a genius.
100% not, no. And for those that don't know, I once captained the Drosnakis against Helensburgh. Why only once, Jamie?
Oh, wait.
I think it was just it was a bad result. But anyway, we're moving on quickly, actually. We've got another guest joining us now, so it's just... joining us in the pod again, we have no idea what the theme is and who's joining us at any time, so it is a bit this is a very raw, this podcast.
It's disconcerting because Al's just smirking at us. He's not staring. He's just sitting staring at us.
Makes it harder that Ailey's not got a camera switched on, so
you can that.
I'm assuming
so Rachel, you got any ideas what's happening here?
Ailey Doyle?
Nope.
Oh,
this is good. I can get you guessing because I've not got my camera on.
Oh, I know who it is. I think it's Ailey Barber.
Yep, well done.
Yeah, I know
didn't
that
realize
voice.
My voice was so distinctive.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. We've got Al Kellogg, Greg Laidler, and we've now been joined by Ailey Barber. Ailey, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, to be honest with you, we had no idea we were getting you, to be honest. And I don't mean that in a bad way. We were on this podcast without any idea what's happening. But no, thanks for jumping on. How was your weekend? Were you working the weekend? What were you covering?
Yeah, I was down at Anfield for Liverpool Villa on Saturday, the return of Steven Gerrard, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
And Tynecastle yesterday for Hearts Rangers.
Nice. Brilliant. So where are you just now? Are you back? You back home up in Perthshire?
Yeah, no, I'm in Glasgow. I live in Glasgow. So.
Oh, sorry, your original home, isn't it?
Yeah. That will be the Christmas home, but I'm not there yet.
I see. And Ailey, you know Big Al and Greg, don't you, from your time covering the rugby and then sports landscape? So we're all familiar with each other. But thanks for coming on.
Ailey, have you any idea why you're on and what the link between you, Al, and Greg is?
I do.
Are you prepared to help us or tell us?
No.
this is going to be spanning the works, I think, in terms of our original theme.
I know it did. I think I got too giddy.
It was definitely a Scottish team.
Yeah. Ely, what's your kind of, how did you get into sport? What's your past story?
Good angle. You're like captain Scotland. Is that what you're asking, Rach?
That's not necessarily what I'm asking. I'm asking what her journey into sport was.
Into sport, working or playing or enjoying?
Both.
Just loved it. Grew up in the country, surrounded mostly by boys. So we played football, we hit cricket balls, we hit tennis balls, we threw rugby balls around. Yeah, that was it. That was growing up. So I don't think that'll help.
Okay. And then how did you come to end up working in sport?
I always wanted to do it from, I think I was about 12 years old. I was watching Grandstand on a Saturday afternoon and saw Hazel Irvine present it for the first time. And I think it was that a Scottish female on the biggest sports program that there really was at the time. It was that sort of identifying. There wasn't anything different really. So I thought, I always wanted to work in sport, but that was the moment I sort of thought, no, that's the way I want to work in sport. I want to do what Hazel does. So yeah, it just sort of went from there. And I've been very lucky along the way.
I'm thinking, remember my first kind of hint was historic when Al came on. I'm thinking when we would maybe all have been in it. Well, Rachel, you maybe wouldn't have been there, but the BBC Alba days, way back when whatever the URC's iteration was back then, Greg, Al and I would be playing, Ailey, you'd be involved.
Yep.
I don't know if is Rachel part of the link actually, or are we just co-host Rachel? Are we part of this? Or is it
maybe we're not. Maybe just with the guests.
Again, you're giving nothing
maybe
back.
Maybe we should take ourselves out of the equation to start with,
it's a good guess, and we'll say it's a good guess. I'll give you
the other thing. The other chain of thought I'm going to do is golf.
Thank you. I'll take that.
I'll play golf before.
Greg, you know, like Al, you've certainly caddied once or twice before. but again, getting nothing back. This is
a bit of a rogue one. But what area of Scotland have each of you grew up in?
Well, I was Perthshire.
There's enough in Midlands ticked off. Green's got the south ticked off.
Yeah.
Al's got
on the south.
Glasgow ticked off.
Okay, so we've got.
If we've got
regions,
an Edinburgh guest coming up,
Maybe
we're going across the different regions of Scottish rugby. There we go. That'd maybe be a nice as one. Everyone's game tie-in, wouldn't
as
it?
As one probably? Hashtag.
and but Ailey, have you? So you obviously you're into your sport. You played sport. Have you ever captained any of the teams that you played for? Were you ever football captain or rugby captain or anything like that?
No, I was more social convener.
vital role.
Which is a valuable,
very valuable role.
That does throw out.
That was more my level of sporting ability in the teams that I played in. So,
Greg and Al, have you ever been social conveners? Is that the link?
No, it's not the link, but I think we probably all have. You're getting there with the regions.
The regions,
yeah,
right.
Okay. Yeah, that was maybe you're on the right path there.
Yeah, we went further out of the box. I mean, you could take, I don't know, education or sport that we got into. Any of those things might
be wise. Well done, Rach. Good.
In the meantime, I'll tell you a nice little story from my day. Mostly you like this one. Remember the last time I was on, we were talking about, you know, my interesting and no easy days in Japan. I think I said going to supermarkets.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anyway, you were talking about the utility bills. Try to translate the phone bill.
Exactly. So I had a missed call on the phone today, which is never good. A Japanese number. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to phone this back. So I had one of the Japanese boys on the phone. He was translating to a Tongan, who was then translating to me. So I thought it was the school. So I'd said, I think it might be the school. They sometimes phone me because of the kids. But anyway, so I get to the phone. So that it basically turned out at the start, it went from my son's got a sore head, he needs to come back from school, but it actually turned out as I've got a FedEx delivery tonight between 6 and 9. So.
Oh well. It turned out it would have been worse if it had gone the other way. If you were excited about a Christmas parcel coming, then you had to go and pick up your son with a sore head. So at least it was a positive transition.
Yeah, I was slightly panicked at the start, but it turned out to be a good ending, so happy days.
But you said, though, there's loads of help at the club for you, and like, obviously, well, maybe no, if you're having to go three-way via Japanese to turn into Jed to English, I'm not sure.
Nah, there is. Mostly, we're pretty lucky. The event I done with Michael Leach the other night, the club translator and stuff was with me, but we're just in the changing room today, so for speed, I tried to use a couple of the boys, but I think I lasted about 30 minutes on a Japanese lesson today, so getting a bit better.
Al and I, we've been in Japan, obviously, Greg. Ailey, have you spent any time in Japan, worked it there, or were you involved with any sport in there?
I lived in South Korea for a year, but Japan, yeah.
What was, where was that working?
Yeah, it was. I was teaching English. So there might be a little pocket of South Korean kids with a Scottish accent somewhere.
Lovely.
Al, have you ever worked out in Asia?
Just when Mossy and I were out. We were out in Japan a few times, but we weren't
working out.
Many times we were over three or four times, Mossy, weren't we?
Yeah, you've been more than me. You took a group of kids over, a team over. That class is work in Japan. Working.
Remember when Ali Rogers, the cookie side, Ali Rogers, who was the skipper of that tour, young lad, he was brilliant. You met him a few times.
That's right.
He's now playing Glasgow under 20s. He's moved from the back row into the front row, doing brilliantly, which is great to see.
Happens to the best of us.
That's amazing. Ailey, just to go back to a point you made earlier on, this isn't about the theme of the podcast, but just want to come back to, because I know you talked about it before, but you mentioned watching Sue Barker on the TV. What was it like 11. For you then? What's that, sorry?
He's 11. It wasn't Sue Barker she mentioned.
Oh, sorry, it was. Sorry, he's 11. Do that bit again. I'm just picking the wrong people.
That could be inaccurate hosts.
Yeah. How many times can Jimmy mess up and meet a podcast? That's the theme. Ailey, just to correct Mossy there, it wasn't Sue Barker, it was Hazel Irvin. But you mentioned that you grew up watching her on TV and what a role model she was. What was it like for you then when the golf guy came around and something that Hazel had done for such a long time and continues to be involved with, but knowing that you were taking over that in your own kind of role and capacity, what did that feel like for you? That must have been some feeling.
Yeah, it was amazing. I worked with Hazel first at the snooker. I was doing sort of AP work behind the scenes and stuff. So I got to meet her there and chat to her. But I had actually written her a letter when I was 14 years old, just asking for advice and stuff. So to meet her at the snooker was where we first met, and I said to her, you know, about the letter and everything. So it was really nice to have that chat. And then when the golf came around, we overlapped. Her final event was the Masters, and I went to that one. That was my first event, but I was sort of learning the ropes from Hazel. So yeah, I mean, to obviously follow someone who's been such an inspiration in your, like, in what I've gone on to do, to not just to follow on from her, but to actually be able to learn from her was incredible, absolutely incredible. And she's still, for me, whenever, you know, with the Olympics that we've just had on this year, being able to sort of see her back on our screens again, for me, she's still an absolute class act. I still think she's one of the best sports broadcasters that we have in this country. And she's just so polished. She's so knowledgeable. She works incredibly hard to know everything about the sports that she's covering when she works. And yeah, it was incredible being able to pick her brains and learn a bit from the best.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And if you could pick, I know you cover a lot of sports. This is kind of open to everyone, I guess. But if you could, you know, Ailey, if you could pick one sport, what's your favourite sport? Because I know you're into your golf and you're into your football, but what's the one sport that you just absolutely love? And to Alan, Greg and the rest of the guys, if you weren't a rugby player, what sport would you be playing? But I'll come to Ailey first.
My favourite sport to play right now is golf. Never used to be. I didn't have the temperament for it. I was far too angry, so I must have mellowed in my old age.
Sounds familiar.
But no, I absolutely love playing golf. I still play a bit of fives, football wise, but no, 11 aside days are long gone. So golf is my favorite one to play just now. I love working on the golf as well, but the sport that I know inside out and better than anything is football. So
yeah,
in terms of working in football, it's probably the most natural to me. And then, you know, major tournaments, to have had Scotland back at, Scotland men's team back at a major tournament this summer was phenomenal. So long may that continue, and hopefully the women can get back as well for the next World Cup, because those are always very special.
Do you go by yourself?
I'll still play a bit of fives. You was telling me a 1-12-0 last week. What was the score, Al?
12-0. They scored a few, but we just scored.
Oh, you're 12. So differential of 12, right?
Fives again tonight, Moshi. So fives on every Monday night.
No, it was last Tuesday. I followed him up the stairs at Scott's and he was limping. He says, "You're getting older." He said, "Oh, it was your fives. One, 12 goals up."
He usually gets a lift, to be fair. So,
never get a lift.
Active recovery using the stairs. There's only one flight, like, but.
did your hockey career not take off, Al?
No, I didn't. Just one game for the men's fifths at Western. The hockey stick, like, I mean, the hockey stick is it flies whether it's Grieg or whether it's me, so I'm running around.
We do all like a game of golf. Greg, I was laughing just as Ailey said that we used to be a bit frustrated or angry to play golf with. I know we've both been in that situation, the rugby field, but the golf course as well, eh?
Yeah, the golf course is, it's a frustrating place mostly. When it goes well, it's a lovely place to be, but more often than not, it doesn't go so well. But that would probably be my pick, I think, is golf. Although I do like tennis as well. Uh-huh. I was able to play a fair bit in the summer here in Japan before I headed back last summer there. So yeah, somewhere in between either golfing or playing a bit of tennis.
Mm. Are the kids taking up any baseball at all, Greek? Because I know that's really popular in Japan, but is that played in school, or what kind of stuff will the kids be doing in school?
I don't think they play in school as much at the minute. Well, certainly not my oldest. He goes to an international school. But yeah, they're into everything. Kind of really, they play. I've had them at the little football club they go to tonight, just earlier on there. A bit of rugby on Sundays, a bit of tennis and a bit of golf as well. So they're getting into everything and they're enjoying most things. It's good for them.
Yeah, best way.
Just circling back, are you guys any closer to working out what you're meant to be working out?
Maybe we need to get back on track.
It's something to do with regions in Scotland, Al.
Yeah, deflecting here.
And you deflected towards education.
Yeah, so what, right, let's go down that route then.
Well, yeah, you said education, but it's obviously a red herring with the look you're giving us now, right?
What was your first rugby club or sports club you were part of?
It was Allan Glen's, so north of Glasgow.
Should I take notes? I probably should.
Yeah, Damien. Get in the minutes.
Yeah, I was just down in the south again for me.
So yeah, there's another clue. Region. The south. Regions.
Ah, yeah. Right, hold on. Is it...
Go on, Jamie.
Go on, Jamie.
We've only had one guess so far. We've got edit two this out. So we could actually have two guesses.
It must be something to do with a compass. North, south, east and west. Greek from the south. Ailey, would you classify from the north?
Well, north of the Midlands. Berthshire was classed as north of the Midlands.
Al from the west. But maybe someone from the... So we need someone from the east then. So if the next person that comes on is from kind of Edinburgh...
Are there more guests?
I've been told by our producer there's one more guest to arrive. So
okay. That would make the massive...
Yeah. So thoughts on the compass analogy? Is that just me? Yeah. Bonkers, is it?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. It depends who the last guest is going to be, Jamie,
doesn't
it?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
How many different regions of Scotland have you all lived in?
Three for me. I've lived where I grew up. I've lived in Edinburgh. I've lived in Glasgow.
Okay.
Three. And Stirling. I was at uni in Stirling.
Two for me. I've been Borders and Edinburgh. So only two.
Three for me. I've been Cali, I've been Edinburgh, and I've been Glasgow.
Okay.
Where did you stay in Cali? Oh.
No, it was in Bridge of Allen, which is 10.
Oh, of course, that's that.
Okay.
Well, let's hope this fourth guest hurries up. Eh? Folk have got work to do.
Any clues you want to try and give us in terms of a direction?
albeit we are we're all very good friends most of the time. Think of maybe a wee bit about rivalry as well, but maybe rivalry that ultimately has the collective goal.
Is it an 1872 rivalry we're looking at? with what's coming up.
No, 1872.
All right, thanks, Al. Thanks, Al.
Thanks. Well, our next guest is just joining us now, and all I can see is the name. Okay, here we go.
It's on the slopes when he looks at it.
Yes, we've been joined by Rob Wainwright, who is on the slopes somewhere. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the podcast. You're on a ferry. It looks like a chairlift, but it's a ferry. Rob Wainwright, how are you? Where are you, Rob?
I'm just literally got on the ferry from Call, and I'm heading over to the mainland. And you'll have to shout because you're competing with the tannoy.
Welcome to the podcast, Rob. Thanks for coming on. We don't have any idea what was happening here, but we've been joined by Al Kellogg, Greg Laidlaw, Ailey Barber, and yourself. He's got his ear to the phone. He can't hear me. So with the arrival of Rob Wainwright, then, is this something to do? It must come to do with Doddy, isn't it?
That's what it is.
There we go.
Well done, Jamie.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Doddy's back for the second year, isn't it?
Doddy Gump. So, hi, Rob, welcome. I don't know if you can hear us, but I think we've figured out that this is a Doddy Gump themed podcast. So, if you can give us a thumbs up and let us know if that's correct. I think we've lost.
He's
frozen on the ferry. I mean, he's very happy about it by what we can see on the screen. But, okay, so Doddy Gump's back. Yeah, I saw Al, you were talking about last week, but Al, do you want to give a quick overview then, just for those who don't know about that and how they can get involved and what's happening?
So last year there was over 27,000 people involved, over £1 million raised for MND racing. That's a terrific funds and awareness. And it's all about getting active. The regional theme is you do it within your region. So I'm skippering Glasgow this year. Greg?
Yeah, so I'm going to take charge of Team South this year. And as Al said, you can get involved. And, you know, obviously last year, I think there was over £1 million raised, which was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's obviously the main reason behind it also. But also to, I guess, you know, have fun and connect with people, I guess, through this difficult time that everybody's been through as well, which is brilliant. So, you know, certainly from any team, really, you know, sign up for any team, you know, get your mates signed up, your loved ones, whatever, and get involved and have a good fun as well as raising some money.
So there's an app this year, which is a change to last year. So you can join the app, download the app, or go to Doddy.com to have a look at get further details. You make a contribution, you get your snood. Your snood represents the region you're involved with, and then the idea is to get active. It's from the 1st of January to the 12th of February when the match ball will be delivered for the Welsh game. A bit of inter-district rivalry, but ultimately, as we said earlier, all coming together for the same cause. But last year was brilliant getting active. I think the fact that we were in lockdown last year gave everybody a spur on, but I mean, who knows where we're going to be in January, but as much as anything, it's just getting out and about and enjoying it.
It got quite competitive last year as well, didn't it? Between the regions, there were some dubious calls of how many miles people had done or how much they'd done, but all adds to the intensity. Aileen, you obviously, you involved with North Midlands?
No, I'm actually Team Edinburgh. Got drafted in by Davey, who is my co-captain, Davey Jev, who he has MND himself. He's done a lot of fundraising in the past for MND, trying to help fund the research that's needed to find a cure for this awful disease. So Davey has roped me in to Team Edinburgh, which feels a little strange because I live in Glasgow and I grew up in the north. But, you know, that just proves we can join any team. It's all about being part of it and signing up and, like Al says, getting everybody involved and having some fun along the way.
Sorry, Al? You were involved in Team Glasgow last year, weren't you?
No, Team Edinburgh I was last year as well.
I thought you jumped ship.
No, there's no jumping ship. A few have jumped ship.
We unfortunately, we got a WhatsApp into our strategy group from Glasgow from Kenny Logan saying, guys, I'm going to join because the Barbarians are at the team as well. And I think Gabby's wife's leading on that. So Kenny said, "Oh, guys, really, really sorry to let you all down. I'm going to join Team Barbarians." We were absolutely delighted. We've never been a stronger team.
Nah, good. Have you got a vice captain with the South, Greg?
Sammy Kinghorn. She's on board. She's going to co-captain alongside myself, Mossy. So awesome to have her on board this year. She's going to help us out and bring in a few helpers, well, hopefully.
Yeah.
She'll be racking up the miles as well as she does. So yeah, and so super excited to be involved from the South. And obviously talking about dubious calls. Obviously, I think maybe Kelly's got lost on his tracks again, and he's, I don't know if he's in Team Glasgow again this year. But obviously, we've gone about the board.
He could, Kelly Brown could cover all bases, couldn't he?
He's still in with us at the moment, Greg. But again, you're welcome to.
It's leadership. Brilliant, Al. Here's the leadership.
Great, and I'm glad.
And you said the 12th of February, that's the match ball. That's Scotland England, isn't it? It's a kind of match at BT Murrayfield. And that's when it kind of runs until, and there'll be a celebration there, and winners will be announced. And more importantly, the awareness and the funds will be donated to what's just an incredible cause.
Yeah, and I'm very, very, very glad that it's. It's a Doddy theme and not a Compass theme, because
that would have been a wee bit of a flat ending.
Wouldn't feel as good about it if it was. But no, it's a great cause and great to see everyone get involved in it again. You know, we've all worked with Doddy, whether it's Scottish Rugby or externally with, you know, Ailey and others. You know, he's a hugely important figure, not just in the sporting world, but not just in Scotland, but for his endeavours around MND. And we're all so willing to help him and others fight this terrible disease. So thanks for that, Al, and the info and everyone. And yeah, we look forward to following the journey, because yeah, last year did get very competitive, and it was great to watch.
Just one more thing, Jamie, if I can. Rach, did you get my WhatsApp? Just doing a bit of recruitment.
Yeah. That's never a mistake, Al. Always Team Glasgow.
Team Glasgow, yeah, great, fantastic.
That's always, you know, you can count on me.
Always.
You've played for Glasgow.
I was South last year.
I know, but you've played for Glasgow, so
have played for Glasgow.
I'll text you later.
But no, Edinburgh.
Jamie, you'll be Glasgow.
Yes, I will be, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. This is going well, that's cool.
Yeah. You didn't ask me. You just asked me where I was from. You didn't ask me if I could join. You just asked me where I was from. So.
Yeah, you got it. I already didn't ask you to join. So.
You were just interested in where I was from.
You're going to post them elsewhere. I think we all know how important it is, and we all know how not only, you know, the support that Doddy gets, but the support that Doddy gives, like through everybody buying in and supporting and helping. Yeah. It's just utterly inspirational as a human and what he's doing. And then you look at the stuff with Rob Burrow as well and Kevin Sinfield. It's just infectious, and that, I believe, a lot of that has started with Doddy's personality and Doddy as a person, and how everybody's gathered and supported him. So
absolutely. The only thing I'd add, Mossy, as well, is that absolutely that is the key. Like, raising that money is the key. But being involved last year, from a personal point of view, and other people that I know were involved, it's so good for you as well.
Like, yeah.
Forcing yourself to get outside, whether it's walking a dog, going for a run, whatever it is, you know, we're not like Greg, but we still have the opportunity and Rach to run around every day and be outside. You can find yourself living inside the four walls if you're not careful. So from a headspace point of view, it was brilliant last year as well.
Well, Rob, we finally managed to get you on the podcast properly. Thank you very much for. I think you're travelling on a boat, so you've gone below deck. So I appreciate that. To chat with
you. Out the wind, you're out the wind.
But we chatted a little bit there about what you guys are up to. It's the second year. Some of the changes you've made. How much money you want to raise? And I talked about Doddy the man himself. But I just want to get your take on it as well, because you're closer to it than most. But How much are you looking forward to this challenge, and how rewarding is it knowing that you've now got this kind of almost army behind you to help drive this message and drive this almost competition? Because it does become a competition, doesn't it, between people when they get going?
I hope so. That's always been the aim of it, is to get the competitive spirit going. But there's always a slight worry with a second time round. With lockdown last year, everything just fell in place, and we had huge support, had a great spirit, great engagement, and I'm hoping we can repeat it again this year. We've got the same great team of captains, managers, whatever we want to call them, and some new ones as well, who are all right on board and, you know, call to arms videos. That's what we're all on about at the moment, is getting the word out there, getting people signed up, downloading the new app, forming a league. That's it. That's the thing we're really pushing this year, form a league and then invite all your friends in and family, whoever it is, and just increase engagement. So it's been a kind of phony war for the last couple of weeks, just since the app was launched in November, just building up momentum. And we're hoping that we can really build up momentum going into Christmas and through into the new year, and get the whole thing rolling like it was last year.
I think we may have lost you again there, Rob.
So. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're back now, I think, yeah.
That was it was Doddy trying to ring me there. So,
how topical.
He couldn't write it.
I've had to ignore it.
Is that the first time you've done that?
Oh, no, never.
But it isn't.
I'll ring him in a second.
He's leading the charge as always, is he? Big Dodge.
It sounds like he's left me a message, quite a rude message. I will respond to you. But he's all fired up about making sure the South win. So last year, I think he had a lot of things on his mind, but he's right behind it this year. And the South have got a really good team with Greg there. Mm-hmm. And really looking forward to seeing what Doddy can do. He has a huge list of people he's going to get in touch with, including yourself, I think.
Yes, yes. I've no doubt there'll be a rude message left in my phone as well.
So hopefully he won't ring us again through this podcast. So, no. I saw him at the awards dinner 3 weeks ago, and he's obviously in a wheelchair now. Every time you see him, it's a progressive disease, it progresses. What I was really worried about, and you know, the question I get more than you know anything is how's the big man doing? And for me, the one thing I really worry about is when he loses, or if he loses his speech.
Yeah.
And he's not lost his speech yet, and it's wonderful that we can still communicate. In the award dinner, we were kind of smiling with our eyes at each other because I'm quite deaf and his voice isn't the clearest. So it was a pointless exercise us talking. But I did say we'd catch up, and it looks like he's trying to deliver on that bang in the middle of this podcast. So I'll give him a bell back. But his eyes are still sparkling. And if you're one-to-one in a quiet room, you can have an absolutely wonderful conversation with him. And that is, you know, for me, that is so important, just that he can interact. He's such a sociable man, and it gives him a real lift. You know, he's always said from the very word go that positivity is you know, the most important weapon he has to fight this disease, and he's maintained positivity as his own life becomes more and more constrained, and the pressures on his family who have to do a lot of the looking after for him. But he stayed positive, and events like this, I think, are a big, big lift for him, just to see the support that's out there for him. But also trying to move forward, his crusade now is to try and find a cure for this disease, or in the interim, effective treatments, of which there aren't really any at the moment. It's staggering with all the people we know that suffer from MND, and as one gets older, you meet more and more, and yet there is still no real treatment of any sort for this disease. But hopefully we're going to see breakthroughs in the next 2 or 3 years. And, you know, the great hope is that it's in time to help Doddy. And, you know, they're very much talking about things that are going to slow down the course of the disease. And that's the first base that they're heading for. Obviously, in the long term, there's, you know, gene therapies, stem cell therapies, et cetera, that may offer long-term cures, but at the moment they're looking for things that will slow down the progress of the disease. And Doddy's, the foundation, they don't like to talk about how much money they've raised, but the money they have spent is $6.5 million now. Wow. On research, and the hope that's going to deliver.
It's amazing. And Rob, a testament to you and all the others who are working tirelessly behind the scenes to help Doddy and his crusade, as you put it, and fight this horrible disease, and incredible effort from everybody involved. And I think everyone's really excited about the helping this Doddy with this challenge, especially what you've set up again this year, the second time around. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Received, and more money will be raised for such a wonderful man. So testament to you and all the others for your hard work, and we look forward. We're going to check in with you, I think, as we go and get the updates, because it will become very spicy between different regions. I know that, especially in the south. So we'll probably get you back on and others in a couple of weeks when we see how the land lies. But massive thank you for you for your help and for coming on the podcast today, and a really enjoyable chat. And as I say, we'll get you back on in the not too distant future for an update. But thanks, Rob, and safe journeys to the mainland.
Thank you. Can I just quickly name check? Part of one of our recruiting strategies at the moment is to name our schools, and I'd like to call on the pupils of Glenarmond, Lathallan School, and Morrison's Academy to join up, and the alumni.
Well, we all knew that was going to be chaos, but it was great fun, and great to get some old faces and new faces back on the podcast, with Big Al returning and Greg, Ailey Barber, and Rob Wainwright. But the message is clear: it's all for Doddy. It's all for his fight against a terrible disease. And we've all worked with Doddy. We know him well, and I think it's great when you just look around, don't you guys, and see the support that not just he's getting from Scottish Rugby, but from the whole UK almost, the whole world are getting behind Doddy. And £6 million raised already. I know they don't want to talk about how much money they've raised, but £6 million spent, on research. A phenomenal mossy, isn't it?
It is. It's utterly amazing. And I go back to, like, anything. You need inspiration. And there's somebody who's... the biggest fight ever. It's a horrific situation that Doddy's in, and he's the inspiration for millions upon millions of people around the world. Like, he's actually inspiring everybody. It's just amazing. I see it the whole time, and you just think, like, what must be going through his mind at times. And you sometimes meet him by chance. You see him at organized events. You could bump into him and go and visit him, and he's always the same. And I'm thinking, like, how strong mentally is he to be who he is, what he is, every minute of the day? And he truly is. And that kind of persona and inspiration, is leadership ultimately. And the fact that everybody buys in, wants to support it, gets behind him, and it is. He's in a horrific situation, as are all the sufferers of MND, and he's thinking about everybody else. Like, it's amazing. And you just need to, you're right, I said, it's not just the rugby world or the sporting world, it's the world that's standing up and taking notice, and that's led by Doddy. And you see the kind of people who've spoken to already this morning, everybody cares, and everybody's, prepared to join the fight. And Rob mentioned, he was calling out, or the call to arms to school pupils, and that'll spread, and other pupils will get competitive, and their parents and their friends. And it's an amazing job. And I say the person at the top of it's the most amazing.
And Rich, fair play, you got the regions, you kind of led us onto the right path there. So we were a bit all over the shop. I went all guns in, all guns blazing at the start with the captain lead call. I thought I was right when Greg came on. Got a bit giddy, to be honest, and then realised it was wrong. But you kind of brought us back down to earth. So fair play, but yeah, it was good fun, and quite a nice one as well to end the year on as well. After what's been a long year for everyone, so good to end on a podcast with that message and that kind of hope for Doddy. So, and if you want any more information around the topic today, just visit doddyaid.com.
Well, thank you once again for listening to Official Scottish Rugby Podcast. That's us done for another year. That's 2021 squared away. Thanks again for all your
Your help and your support. We've passed 500,000 downloads, so it's a real milestone for us here at Scottish Rugby Podcast. And we'll be back in January as we build up to the Guinness Six Nations and all the excitement that that includes. But for now, it's just for everyone involved in the podcast, we'd just like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.